That's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. We trust in our God. Amen? We trust Him. Hey, I'm so excited about the future of Christ Fellowship because God has given us such an amazing pastor. I've been here, been in the background, serving in the background, and just watching our new pastor preach the Word of God with authority, with conviction. So excited. And I'm also excited about this new series that Pastor Omar has asked me to sort of kick off today called Unsinkable. Love this. So I want to begin today by reading from our primary text. So let's remain standing at all of our campuses. And I want to read from Titus chapter 1, verse 1, to sort of get us thinking in this direction. So you listen as I read this. The Bible says this. Paul, a slave of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to build up the faith of God's elect. Everybody say, build up.
Build up.
Everybody say, build up the faith.
Up.
Say it like you mean it. Build up the faith.
Build up the faith.
Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about. So grab a seat at all of our campuses. So glad to see you today. And I want to set things up by sharing this with you. All through my childhood, I grew up in this huge apartment complex that literally had hundreds and hundreds of duplex apartments, which meant I had dozens and dozens of childhood buddies all about my same age. And folks, I loved it because we did everything together. We played football together. We played baseball together in the backyard. We played basketball together. And when we became teenagers, we started swimming together. You see, by the time we all hit 15, 16 years old, of course, we got our driver's license. And we all worked, so we all bought our own cars. And so on hot summer days, we would all drive out to this lake in Rock Hill, South Carolina, called Lake Wylie. And specifically, we would all gather at this park called Ebenezer Park. Now, I want you to follow me here, because there was and there still is to this day a small island about 300 yards offshore. It's about the size of a baseball diamond. But check this out. For many of my teenage buddies, it was always a temptation to try to swim out to this called Goat Island, to try to swim out to Goat Island, which again is about 300 yards swim. Now, mind you, for a strong swimmer, one who had built up swimming muscles, that swim was no challenge at all. But I don't have to tell you. Yeah, for a weak swimmer and for one who had not built up his swimming muscles, that swim was not only a challenge, but it could be deadly because of the sheer physics of it. And by that, I mean, when you add up the distance plus the undertow of gravity all the way, plus the drag of trying to cut through that water, you add all of those negative effects with a weak body that is becoming tired and fatigued. And folks, you've got a prescription. You've got a prescription for sinking. In fact, you've got a prescription for drowning. That's precisely what happened. Three of my childhood buddies, Mark, Patrick, and Calvin, all drowned trying to swim from there to there. In fact, when Patrick drowned, when he got tired and went under, one of my buddies to this day, Keith Anglin, actually was with him when they were swimming out and went under and found Patrick and had him by the hair and lost him. And he went under and he drowned. Now everybody heads up, because every one of those drowned swimmers underestimated the force of gravity, underestimated the drag of the water, while at the same time overestimating their own strength. The fact is, every one of them had not built up their faith muscle. I mean, their swimming muscles. In fact, I asked Pastor Sammy Flores, how many at all our campuses? Yeah, we all know Sammy. What you may not know is Sammy is an Ironman competitor, which is an extreme endurance race. And that race begins with a 2.25 mile swim. And so I asked Pastor Sammy this week, I said, Sammy, what does it take to swim that long distance? And without hesitation, he said, you've got to build up your swimming muscles. Namely, he said, your leg muscles, your arm muscles, your core muscles, and your heart muscles. He said, you've got to be able to build up those four muscle groups to be able to endure the drag and the gravity and to have a body that is unsinkable. Everybody say unsinkable. Yeah. Now let me turn a corner and bring all of that imagery over to this new series called Unsinkable. Because folks, what an image of your faith and my faith. And by that I mean, just like there are physical forces that can pull a swimmer down and inexorably drown him, sink him, just like that, for every believer in here, you need to know there are life forces that can pull you down and eventually sink your faith in God. And I'm talking about life forces like pain and sorrow and despair and loss, the death of a child, the death of a loved one, setback. All of these forces, when you combine all of that with a weak faith, folks, you have got a prescription for a faith that can and will be probably sunk. And let me tell you, I've seen it too many times throughout the years of my ministry. And I'm talking about people who once walked with God, loved God, served God, but all of a sudden they were confronted with the undertow of some sorrow, some pain, some tragedy, some setback, and coupled that with the fact that they had a weak faith, and their faith and their love and their trust in God was sunk, and they no longer walk with it, with their God. And many of them to this day are estranged from a God that they once trusted and they once loved. So here's my proposition today. God wants you and me to build up our faith so that our faith becomes strong and unsinkable. Amen? Let me say that again. God wants you and me to build up our faith muscles so that our faith is strong and so that our faith can never be sunk. We trust in our God. We will not be shaken. We will not be sunk. That's what God wants for us. Now, you might be saying, well, what do you mean by faith anyway? We hear that term all the time. What do you mean by faith? And how in the world would I build up a faith muscle? How would I do that? We're going to find out as we kick off this new series called Unsinkable. How many of you have your listening guides at all of our campuses? Yeah, we like to take notes here. This is one you definitely want to take notes on. And let me preface everything by saying this. Today is going to come across a lot more like, yeah, teaching than preaching. Meaning what? You might not walk out of here with goosebumps, but my goal today, yeah, is to build a foundation for this series that will help you to always have a faith that cannot be sunk. Amen? Amen, God's people? All right, three thoughts about faith. Here we go, if you're filling in the blanks. Number one, our relationship with God is built on faith. Our relationship with God is built on faith. Now, with that in mind, let's go back to the primary text. Listen to this. Paul, a slave of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, watch this, to build up the faith of God's elect. Now stop right there. Because the Word of God is talking there to God's people, and he's talking about building up our faith muscle, if you will. In other words, just like a long-distance swimmer has to build up his swimming muscles to be unsinkable, listen, child of God, to be a long-distance follower of God, you've got to build up your faith muscles to be unsinkable. Why? Because our entire relationship with God rises or sinks on our faith in Him. Our relationship with God begins with faith, and it is sustained by faith. Which is why, the Bible says in Hebrews 11, without faith, it's what?
Impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible to please God. Now, I want you to put your thinking caps on for a moment. Because every time you see that word faith in your Bible, believe there's a thing. You need to know that is a term of endearment. It's a translation of the Greek word pistos, which is a term of endearment, and it literally means to trust somebody, to trust them.